1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a virgin is biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Virgin.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Like a Virgin Day. You are with Conchetta and Luca, and we are so excited to be meeting this band for the first time and welcoming them into the country for the first time. The Lost Dinner Party. Good morning.
Hey.
Vibes are so high. So this is your first time here as a band. Obsessed with how excited you are. But let's say this: it's not the first time for Georgia. Georgia, you were born here.
I was born here
at Triple J.
At Triple J headquarters.
She was a lab baby.
Born and raised in the ABC.
Yeah,
Big Ted was the uncle.
Georgia, have you been like giving the band all the tips and like leading the charge while you're here?
I've had so many different people to see and all my family and stuff. I feel like I've just left.
Yeah. Just no, Georgia, where did we go?
Yeah.
That's not good. No. That's the opera house.
Yeah, just leaving them to do the most textbook tourist stuff. It's like, I got family to see.
I can't go too far wrong, like with restaurants and
it's
bars and stuff. It's pretty nice.
Yeah,
so
I'm having a good time.
They'll be right.
I love this. You're ingratiating yourselves to the audience.
Can we at least talk about these shows? One of the things I love about you, the world loves about you, is come on, you know, past shows, you'll have themes and your gorgeous fans are showing up in these costumes and just obsessed. So I thought, could you like shout out some of your favorite themes that you've had for your shows or like the best costume you saw?
We have some amazing costumes. Our fans are...
Ballroom. In New York, somebody came in a full-on wedding dress.
Ooh.
Veil.
Yes, they did.
Pearls on their face.
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
It's like pure like editorial vibes like, in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
We're often outdressed at this point.
So much.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. They show out. It's
Everyone's
awesome.
Everyone's so creative.
That is so cool. Talented. Where did this all come from? Were you into dress-ups as kids and stuff? Is this just living out childhood fantasy? Like, 100%. Let's get in the dress-up box. Let's go nuts.
Yeah. I think as teenagers, we wanted places to dress up as well. Because, you know, when you go to like clubs when you're like freshly 18 and everyone's wearing the same thing, and it's like, if you don't want to wear a bandage dress, then it's kind of game over. So it's nice to create spaces where people can wear different things and make their own accessories and be creative.
Yeah, that's the thing I love about seeing it most online. It feels like this very safe space to people for people to put on a wacky outfit or something that's a bit gender play or something like that. It's such a beautiful thing because, yeah, like you say, going out in public, especially to big shows, you're surrounded by hundreds of people. It can be quite an anxious thing. So I feel like, yeah, you've made the effort to make it feel safe. And does it feel that way from stage as well?
Yeah,
definitely.
It's awesome.
That's
I feel like, I think it started becoming really apparent in the last America tour because we were there for 5 weeks, so many shows sort of almost every night. And without fail, every single time the crowd was sensational. And every time I'd go down to like run around, like in the crowd in the mosh pit, I'd just stand there and I'd just do like a 360 and it would just be surrounded by like mainly women looking
yes!
and they're like young queer women. Oh. Just like screaming, and I was like, "Oh, good, we've done it. We've done something good.
We've achieved the dream."
Yeah.
We are talking to the Last Dinner Party here on Triple J this morning. You're on Breakfast with Conchetta and Luca, and we are about to cop your original before we get to your cover for Like a Virgin. What original are we going to hear in the studio this morning?
Burn alive.
The harmonies have already begun.
Yes. Burn alive.
Thank you for being the only person I've ever spoken to who's sung when we've asked what the song is, singing the title.
It's not even the song.
Burn alive. Yeah, we're doing Burn Alive.
Just to make it official, we are doing Burn Alive. Well, jump into it. Feel free. Head into the studio. Let's go. Last Dinner Party on Triple J this morning with Burn Alive. Let's go.
Woo!
So romantic, but in reality.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. There it is, The Last Dinner Party with Burn Alive, as recorded live in the Leica Version Studios here on Triple J Breakfast with Concetta and Luca. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, let's get into this. Burn Alive, love it. Love that it's about witches and stuff. And I've thought about this. When I was a kid, I used to think there was like a witch in my stomach. And like when you'd eat, it would just like go in a cauldron and like love witch energy. I truly thought that.
You should get into like prose or poetry that's writing. Cool. That's beautiful.
Well, I was thinking like, you know, if you were witches, have you thought about this? Like what kind of witch do you think you'd be? What would you be doing?
Ooh, I think I would be like a sea witch.
Yeah,
like an underwater witch kind of vibe.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
does the sea like, speak to you?
Yeah, I'm a big
Aussies. Yeah. Like the sea, I'm the
sea. Yeah, no, I'm not,
like
yeah.
a seashell. Like
yeah.
Aphrodite.
Even when I see the sea in England, I'm like, oh, there she is.
Yeah. My friend.
And that's like grey and weird. No.
Like, you love her in any form. It's beautiful. I think I'd be a hedge witch.
What's that?
It's like I live in a little in a forest and have some cats and make potions and like be a healer. Yes. Exactly.
I'd be an air witch. Oh
my God. This is like just Avatar.
I would be like
in a treehouse?
No, like in the mountains.
Oh, yes.
You know, like the Golden Compass, Northern Lights? Because I read those recently for the first time because I only thought there was one book, but it turns out there's like four.
There's so many.
Series.
And yeah, the fact that they all have like the cloud pine in their shoulder, I'd fly around with a cloud pine. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Wow.
You have that.
Yeah. Wow, so we're covering all bases.
You can be the fire witch though.
Yeah.
What do you want to be?
I don't know. Maybe you'll be like the swamp warlock or
something. Yeah. Awesome. Can we pitch this as like a podcast, like comedy series.
Yeah. This is giving sitcom. Yeah, a witch sitcom.
Just finding, like the Seinfeld music.
We're chatting to The Last Dinner Party this morning on Triple J Breakfast with Concetta and Luca. We are about to get to the cover, but we have some clues. You know what you're doing. We know what you're doing. Let's tease it a little. I'll say this. Let's start by saying it's a song about communication, you would have to say. It's actually, the call to arms in the song is actually something that we ask our listeners to do fairly often, I'd say as well.
This is good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fun fact, it was once Abby and I's go-to karaoke song.
It was! That's we good. Have been practicing for years.
Yeah, so we've been in training a long time to do this.
This is a killer karaoke song. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah. This, I think, is really going to get the text line lighting up. So get your guesses in for what the last dinner party are going to cover this morning for Like a Version 0439-75-755. And we'll be back and find out what they're covering after this.
1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a Version.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a Version's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Version.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J. Welcome back. You are on Triple J Breakfast with Concetta and Luca. Happy Friday. Happy Like a Version Day. We're joined in the studio by The Last Dinner Party, and they just played their original Burn Alive. So we are inching closer towards their cover. If you missed it, here are some clues.
Yes. So we said it's a song about communication. We said it's something that we ask you, the listener, to do a lot on the show. We also said it was the theme to a movie, apparently. And as we learned, it was your go-to karaoke song. So keep your guesses coming in on 0439-75-755.
Now. Something we love talking about on the show are people's work stories. So this is like the wildest, like craziest things that have happened to people while they're at work. We do this segment called Tales of the Trade. So I wanted to ask you all, like pre-music stuff, do you have any work stories, like crazy stories that come to mind?
My first job ever was at an ice cream shop. And I decided I was going to shave my head for the Leukemia Foundation. And I raised heaps of money and I told everyone at work that I was going to do it and blah, 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 blah. And then I did it, came into work with my shaved hair, just like showing it off, you know, like getting people to rub my dome. And then my boss walked past and she was like, you look like you're from a concentration camp.
Oh.
And then I never got another shift.
What?
God.
I was so fired.
And you know what's insane is that you did it for the most beautiful reason.
Yes.
It's literally a well-known campaign.
Can you name drop that bitch?
I can't believe that someone managing an ice cream store would be such a hater.
You
would think
they
have to have good vibes, unless positive
like,
energy.
Whimsical.
No. Yeah. It's ruthless, the ice cream trade.
No.
What
cold.
About the rest of you? Any jobs that come to mind, like the awful, like crazy shit?
My second job that lasted maybe one shift was as a caterer in London. And I wasn't very good. And I don't know why they let me do it. It was bad. And it was for this like woman's 40th birthday party in an Indian restaurant. And I was standing around with trays of champagne. And I hadn't quite figured out the mechanics, the ergonomics of the placement of the champagne. And I went over to the birthday girl, who was wearing maybe the most beautiful sari ever, like bedazzled everywhere. You know, and it was very early in the night of her 40th birthday. And I went over and I'm like, champagne, madam. And she like takes a glass and the whole tray goes down her. And then I started crying. And I like went to the loo, gathered myself. I was like, it's fine, go back out, like, you could do it. Wiped my eyes, went back with another tray. And it happened again.
Oh my God. Not the double whammy.
And I was like, who is this person? And I went back and continued crying and then came back out and just kind of continued very silently. And then I quit the next day. I wasn't too unstable wrists.
To adjust for balance.
I didn't know that. Train me.
Well, luckily that's all behind you now. Onto stardom, onto the Like a Version studio. Yeah. Let's crack into this cover. We gave the clues before. We said it's a song about communication. It did start its life as a theme to a movie called, I guess we're about to say, I can reveal it.
Yeah.
A movie called American Gigolo, apparently. Huh. Learned this off Wikipedia a good 40 minutes ago.
Great. Oh, yeah.
So, time to reveal. What will we be covering in the Like a Version studio this morning?
Call Me by Blondie.
Let's go.
We were so excited when we heard it. Like, we just started blasting it. We're like, oh my God, we cannot wait to hear what you do with this. Can you talk a bit more why you chose this song particularly for Like a Version?
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's just really good.
We've been singing it for years.
Yeah, so, yeah, the karaoke thing.
Love Blondie.
I think it's my favourite cover we've done.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
Because we've, for some reason, done loads. That's been a thing over the last couple of years. But yeah, I think it's my favourite one.
They've all been like it's really last minute covers. Yeah. It's just like, oh no, we've got to do a cover for BBC Two. And then we're like,
Troye Sivan. But this one we had like more time and we've kind of been able to do more with it rather than just do like a straight kind of cover. It's been more fun to play with it and do some different things.
Oh my, well,
take it down some semitones.
Well, let's go. You've literally been singing from the moment you stepped into the studio, so I think you are all ready for this Like a Virgin. You're with Concetta and Luca on Triple J. We've got The Last Dinner Party about to cover Blondie's Call Me for Like a Virgin. Let us know what you think. 0439 757 555. And when are you ready? Take it away.
Yes, 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 there it is on this Friday morning in the Like a Virgin studio, The Last Dinner Party covering Blondie's Call Me. Thank you so much. How did it feel?
Thank you so much for having us.
Top of the world.
You guys are the best.
Thank you so
this
much.
This is
a dream.
I'm literally like breathless.
Me too.
You're just like so fun. I'm like actually getting teary. So I'm so happy that you're here doing Like a Virgin. You know, what an iconic song to cover. You could just tell the joy in it. you know, as we were saying, like, we've never seen this movie, but it's apparently, like, in American Gigolo. And we were just thinking, like, if The Last Dinner Party were to soundtrack a movie, what's the genre? Who would star in it? Can we, like,
like a psychological horror.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like, gotta be real freaky, real psychosexual
with some like weird bitches in it, like,
yeah,
like Anya Taylor-Joy and Mia Goth,
yes. Rachel Sinon,
yeah.
Yes.
As like the villain,
yeah,
and it would be very unhinged. Just a lot of
yeah. Actually, let me voice that.
That's crazy. You'd think you'd have to like think about it. You're like, no, we've already got a mood board.
We've been pitching to.
There's a mood board
Hollywood,
for everything.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us. Obviously, busy schedule continues. What does the rest of the year look like for you?
Touring forever. We're finishing this bit in Australia, then we're going to America.
Japan!
A bit. Going to Japan first, and then we're going to America, and then we've got a big UK tour and a European tour to end. Finish up the year.
And then George is coming back.
And then I'm going back.
Yeah. 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 Nice. Pop in, right?
Well, I can't wait to see what the future holds. Your stars, your icons, your angels. Prelude to Ecstasy. It's the best freaking album of 2024, in my opinion. So I can't wait to see what comes next for The Last Dinner Party. Thank you so much again for hanging out this morning. You are listening to Triple J Breakfast with Concetta and Luca. Stick around. Very, very soon we'll reveal who's taking care of Like a Virgin next week.